At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. According to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you could stomach, all the silliness you could shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Even more so when January Fairy's around, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and 15 minutes, let's just call it the midnight 15 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. That's no way to say goodbye, Quintron. That is no way at all. But speaking of January Fairy...
What are you doing back there?
I mentioned January Fairy a little bit earlier because she came to Babyland this week and had a lovely time, as the two of us always do. I caucused with our titular head of research on what I should do about the show tonight, and he thought it would be a fine idea if I treated this visit as I did the one with my mother and do a program about all the things we did together and some of the things we didn't. So that's where we're going tonight. Let us get it started, straight away, with a member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. There's going to be quite a few of those tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Your cat or your dog, your horse or your dog. Your cat may scratch or want to play when you're not in the mood. But your cat will never turn its back on you. Your dog may bite or chase you. smooth. They are always right beside you. But when things start going rough, friends that say they'll be there never show up.
Your pet won't do that. He'll be right there. You can tell your pet.
Man, it's not the booze. It's what's inside you, man. It's what you do. I wish that I could blame it all on you. It ain't your buddy, no, it's not your friend. It's gonna turn on you again and again. Well, don't you know that it's clear? Thank you.
Hey, what you doing, Chet? Playing your guitar? Is that what you're doing? Sounds good. Hey, Chet, let's us kids get together and make a record. That'd be good. I got a song here. It's not the greatest thing since the lightning rod, but it's kind of cute, you know. There's been a man in Hollywood a long, long time. He lives in the jungle and he swings from a vine. Now he's just a man like you and me. The jungle is a Hollywood set, you see. He lives in a treehouse and eats wild grapes, and the natives all call him Tarzan of the Apes. In the jungle, in the jungle, early one morning when the sun began to shine, Tarzan left his treehouse swinging from a vine. All of a sudden, Jane heard a loud thud, looked out and saw Tarzan lying in the mud, a moaning and a crying, and a sound like he was dying. Found some monkey greased his grapevine. In the jungle, in the jungle, Cheetah, he was having troubles of his own. He gone to meet Tarzan and he just left home, swinging through the trees on a bunch of grapevines, hand over hand, and was doing just fine. Then he grabbed a grapevine, slick as glass, zoom, down he come, and he landed in the grass. In the jungle, in the jungle, the moral of the story is sad but true. If you live in the jungle, here's what you gotta do. Trust nobody, take your time. Look out front, look out behind. Don't think living's all roses and wine. And don't let some monkey grease your grapevine. In the jungle, in the jungle. You don't really have a finish for this thing, you know, Chet? You know what we could do? We could just kind of fade out. I've heard them do that on records a lot of times. You just fade out. In the jungle. In the jungle. Ooh, I like that.
When I woke up this morning to have my breakfast, there was nothing in the kids but two chips and one fish. I dressed up very fast and hurried down the street, right into a snack bar to get something to eat. I asked for the dinner, and you know what they said. Today we have only two chips and one fish. I took my coat chips and one little fish.
Hooray, hooray, it's gonna flippin' day. Sublime, divine, it's gonna flippin' time. I'll clip yours and you clip mine, what a glorious day. Hooray, hooray, it's gonna flippin' day. When I bend over to clip my nails, you know it hurts my back. They're except for you when you're old. Thank God it hasn't come to that. Hooray, hooray, it's Stone Elk Living Day. Sublime, divine, it's Stone Elk Living Time. Up the birds and you clip mine, got the glorious day. Hooray, hooray, it's Stone Elk Living Day. You know, I had some ingrown toenails once, it really sucked. Clip them straight across and then they will be grown in, my friend, and you'll be walking like a drunken duck. Hooray, hooray, it's Stone Elk Living Day. Sublime, divine, it's Stone Elk Living Time. I'll clip yours if you clip mine, what a glorious day. Hooray, hooray, it's Stone Elk Living Day.
I'm not rich, but I'm in a rock band. Hello there, boys and girls. We have a very special little show for you tonight. Watch carefully as we first visit the Pussycat Caverns Travel Lodge.
Well, girls, it's another evening at the Travel Lodge.
Yes, let's watch the television.
Don't we have a special guest coming tonight?
Oh, yeah, where's he from anyway?
Mars!
Come in!
My name is Don Balls, and I'm from Mars. And I'm your house guest.
Well, hello there, Mr. House Guest. Would you like a piece of candy? This is our pet unicorn. And this is Picklefitz, the guitar-playing turtle. Wanna see a magic trick?
That makes me sick.
Welcome, welcome to our travel lodge. The way you look is hodgepodge. Oh, won't you be our house guest? Oh, won't you be our house guest? We like them French fries the best.
Well, I'm a little tired. Your unicorn is nice and all, but I'm getting a little sleepy. And sleepier. And sleepier.
Let us show you to your special room then, house guest.
Oh no.
It was just like sugar.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. For he may eat your city soon. You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. If he's still hungry, the whole country's doomed.
It was just like sugar.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. For he may eat your city soon.
Wackadoo, wackadoo, wackadoo.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. If he's still hungry, the whole country's doomed. It's in trouble. If he's still hungry, the whole country's doomed.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Ramin Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And yeah, that was somewhere around 30 minutes. I promise. I swear it. I assume it. But we've been looking back on the past week of having the January Fairy here at Babyland. It was an excellent visit, as always it is whenever she's around. I'd like to have it no other way. Sadly, we did not record. I don't know where our heads were at. Well, actually, I do. But we did not record. And that is a real shame. We'll have to get around to that sometime extremely soon. But hopefully you're enjoying all this silliness about our visit together. I hope that it makes you feel like you were a part of the shenanigans. Because you know, if we're together, there are shenanigans. So let's get right back to them, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Corn is my friend, I really like corn, it tastes so sweet, my eyes pop out. Corn is fun, it's really fun, I really love it. Oh hooray for corn, oh hooray for corn, oh hooray for corn.
The Kumquat Institute of America invites you to spend another educational session with the idol of the nation's youngsters, Mr. Science. As we look in on the well-equipped modern laboratory today, we see that little Jimmy Schwab is just arriving to watch Mr. Science perform his latest fascinating experiment.
Oh, Jimmy, you're just in time to watch me perform my latest fascinating experiment.
Gosh, all hemlock, that's wonderful, Mr. Science. I was afraid I was going to be late.
Oh?
I had a little trouble walking in these plastic snowshoes you made for me last week. Can't seem to get them off, you
know. Well, you're not supposed to take them off, Jimmy. I molded them to your feet so you wouldn't lose them.
Gosh, that's a Jim Dandy idea, Mr. Science. And I really don't mind at all that I have to sleep standing up.
Well, I'm glad you like your new snowshoes so well, Jimmy, but now it's time to move along to today's experiment.
Primanently, Mr. Science, what experiment have you planned for today?
Well, today, Jimmy, we're going to prove that wood will float in water.
Glorioski, you mean that just plain everyday wood will float in water?
Well, that's what we're going to try to prove. Now, first, we'll fill up this laboratory receptacle with tap water.
Holy Ned, Mr. Science. That faucet broke right off in your hand. Now you won't be able to turn the water off.
Well, we'll have to get a wrench or something after the show is over. We'll just let it run for the time being. Now, I see that our receptacle is full of water, and we'll try floating some wooden objects on it.
Jumping Jehoshaphat, Mr. Science. What are those wooden objects you have in your hand there?
Oh, those are called toothpicks, Jimmy.
Great. Day in the morning. Wait till I tell the kids at school that I've seen real toothpicks.
Yes, well, now, you notice that the toothpicks do float in the water.
Wow.
Now, I'll try a little larger wooden object.
Gosh, Mr. Science, that faucet's still running full force over there, and the water is almost up to my knees now.
A little is spilling out over the floor, but we'll mop it up after we go off the air.
Criminy, Mr. Science, your workbench is starting to float over there. It must be made out of wood, too.
Yes, that's a very good example of the principle that we're trying to prove today.
Gee, the water's almost up to my shoulders. Down, Mr. Science. I wouldn't complain so much, but it's awfully cold water.
Well, just try not to think about it, Jimmy. Now, next, we're going to try floating this small maple block in this receptacle of water.
Jiminy, is that a real maple block? Wait till I tell you.
Jimmy, where are you, boy? Hold your hand up so I can see you, Jimmy. Hold, Jimmy.
Jimmy. Mr. Science has been brought to you by the Kumquat Institute of America.
Oh,
She ain't nothing for looks, but up in the kitchen, she tends to business and cooks, talking about soul food, plenty of good soulful food, kidney stew, hot biscuits, and that's home cooking for two, hot cornbread, and that's home cooking for two, hot cold cake, and that's real down, down.
Over here, man!
Pedro!
I'm over here, man, by the trash can!
Where? I can't see you!
Over here where the flies are, man!
Oh, I see you! Hey, I'll be right over, man!
Okay, hurry up!
Excuse me, coming through. Say, can I get by here, please? Oh, thanks. Oh, what is that? So hot! Oh.
Hey, fool! Got your foot in the Kool-Aid, man!
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Flat-footed sucker, get out!
Excuse me, could I get through here, please? Thanks. Hey, Pedro, man, hey, listen,
hey, man, watch out, you're gonna step in the...
Oh, wow, what is this?
Well, it ain't peanut butter and bologna, man.
Oh, God, man, come on, let's go down to water, man. I gotta wash you off my feet.
Okay, but where's the water, man? I haven't even seen it.
Hey, well, listen, man, I want to crawl up this lifeguard tower. Maybe I can see where it is from there.
Yeah, that's a good idea, man. Go on. Golly, it's hot out here. I feel just like a refried bean or something.
Hey, Pedro, I see it, man. I see the water. You can see the waves and everything, man. It's right over here. See, right over there.
How are we going to get to it, man? There's too many people, man.
Hey, I got an idea, man. Hey, I know how we can clear the beach.
Well, hurry up.
Hey, just watch this, man. Sharks! Everybody out of the water. There's sharks all over the place. Sharks! Sharks! Look out. They're going to eat you.
What's going on here?
Oh, man, the sharks all over the place, man.
Sharks? Where?
Over there, man. They came up right out on the beach and ate a little girl, man, right where you're standing, man.
Oh, my God. Martha. Martha, come on. Let's get out of here. There's sharks coming up on the beach. Well, forget the blanket. Let's go.
Hey, Skip, what's your hat?
Oh, wow, man. You missed it, man. This little girl was out there surfing, man. A big shark came up and ate her, gourd and everything, man.
Oh, wow. Really? What kind was it?
Well, I think it was a 12-foot Dewey Weber with an orange racing stripe, man.
Oh, far out. Hey, let's go down by the pier.
Oh, yeah, they're curling in there.
Come on, Pedro, I'll race you through the water, man.
Okay, man, first one is a wet head.
All right!
It's a run the move! Oh, boy, this is more like it, man.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah, our own private beach, man.
Come on, let's go catch some waves, man.
Okay, man. Hey, man, what's that behind you, man? Look, there's a fin coming towards you, man.
I'll knock it off, Pedro, man.
No, really, man, there's a fin. It looks like a shark is going to get you, man.
Sure, man, sure. Hey, man,
turn around, man. There's a fin. It's right behind you, man.
Hey, man, it's not a shark within 200 pounds.
Hey, man, give me your hand. I got you, man.
Oh, no.
Where's the rest of him? Oh, the shark ate him. Oh, no, he's coming after me. Oh, no. Oh, good. Somebody threw me a frisbee. Okay, shark, now try to get me, man. Come on, I'll stop this down your throat for dessert. Here you go. Get him up. Try to get me. Get away from me.
Hey, Pedro. Shark. Pedro, wake up, man. What's your... Hey, you're sleeping, man. Are you okay?
Oh, wow, man. Must have been having a nightmare, man. In the daytime.
There he is, Dad. There he took our frisbee and stuck it in the garbage can this time, Dad.
Hey, Yo-Yo. What's wrong with you? I told you that if you touch the frisbee again, I'll break your neck.
Hey, why don't you bug off, you big baboon? Why don't you go back to the zoo and take that little monkey with you?
Who you calling a monkey, you little creeps?
Hey, listen. Wait a minute, man. Come on, settle down, man.
Who you telling to settle down, you pencil neck geek?
Who you calling a creep, man?
Come on, listen, fight, man. First time as a monkey, you'll tell you what you have. 30 seconds. It's 10 more. Expensive in the water. Sharp blue is coming up next with Charlie Tuna. But first, here's a little boogie, by the Boogie Brothers.
Thank you.
and hurricane. My baby owns an ice cream freezer. She lets me put my milk in her cane. Her freezer ain't to be turned by no other man. Some people crave vanilla and strawberry, but black walnut is all I love. Some people crave vanilla and strawberry, but black walnut is all I love. When I put my spoon in her freezer, it fits like a rubber glove.
Hi there, I'm Tim McGraw. One of the great things about music is how it brings people together. Kids like to hang out, listen to music, and talk about what's hot and what's not on the music scene. And playing instruments and singing provides a way for young people to get together and interact in a cooperative and respectful way. Kids who play in school ensembles understand that every part has to work together for the result to be the magical art called music. Your local school music programs provide a golden opportunity for your child to experience the rewards of learning music. Why not pay a visit to the music teacher to find out what's going on? Get your kids involved with school music.
A PSA brought to you by the National Association for Music Education.
I'm just getting back from Juarez, Mexico, and I'll tell you something I want you to know. My poor head is aching, it throbs and it twirls from drinking tequila and teasing the girls. Don't get me wrong, because I'm not complaining. I have no regrets, I am only explaining for all of you fellows that ain't had the thrill of drinking tequila and teasing the girls. Happy tonight, the maidens are dancing out in the moonlight. Ooh-ha! On top of the world, drinking tequila and teasing the girls. Moonlight and flowers make night so appealing. The breeze from the garden comes tenderly stealing. A beautiful maiden then whispers your name, and suddenly both of your hearts are aflame. Her dark eyes are gleaming, her raven hair shining. You pull her up closer, your hearts are entwining. Her warm lips are thrilling, you're out of this world from drinking tequila and teasing the girls. Viva! Escúchame usted, tengo el dinero de Musa Café. Viva! Un chapa botella, tequila, tamari, muchacha, some more. If down in Juarez you should happen to be, the Cafe El Gusto's the place you should see. They claim that they have, and I know it's so, the prettiest dancers in old Mexico. When Spanish maidens start squirming and dancing, it's sure to set any young heart to romancing. Your troubles get lighter, your worries unfurl, while drinking tequila and teasing the girls. Ooh-ha! So happy tonight, the maidens are dancing out in the moonlight. Ooh-ha! On top of the world, drinking tequila and teasing the girls.
Yes, yes, the big broadcast of 1976 will be back in just a minute with more music by Cocktail and the Glamorama Girls, and more comedy with Phil Austin, David Osman, and for the sake of confusion, Richard Proctor, Mark A. Ward, and the rest of the big broadcast company, live from the Park Theater. But first...
Hey, listen, Nara. Is anyone sitting here?
No.
Listen, how about after the show? Well, are you doing anything?
Why, no, I'm not.
Well, listen, how about if we go down to...
The same old boring restaurant.
And have a couple of drinks, you know, dinner, maybe a dance one?
No, thanks. I just remembered I have to wash my hair.
How many times has this happened to you, huh? It happens a lot in Santa Barbara. Next time, try John's at the Beach at 613 State. Atmosphere, food, frivolity. It's the ideal place for an after-dinner zombola. John's at the Beach, 613 State Street, on Santa Barbara's extensive restaurant row.
Walking down the street just the other day, stopped at the grocery store just across the way. I said, "Kind sir, won't you give me some of these?"
"Some of what, son?"
"Neck bones, please." "Neck bones,
29 cents a pound."
"Neck bones,
29 cents a pound."
"Neck bones,
29 cents a pound."
"And I'm sure gonna get some more." Down the counter toward the end, I saw him pointing something at me, get a grin. I said, "Kind sir, won't you give me some of these?"
"Some of what, boy?"
"Short ribs, please." "Short ribs,
do I like them?"
"Short ribs,
do I like them?"
"Short ribs,
do I like them?"
"And I'm sure gonna get some more." Won't you give me, please?"
"I said, please what, boy?"
"Turnip greens."
"Turnip greens,
10 cents a bun, boy."
"Turnip greens,
10 cents a bun, boy."
"Turnip greens,
10 cents a bun, boy."
"And I'm sure gonna get some more." I walked on home and I went through the door. I saw Pop standing in the middle of the floor. I said, "Look, Pop, what I got from the store."
"Well, what you got, boy?"
"Grocery, sir."
"Neck bones,
29 cents a pound."
"Short ribs,
do I like them?"
"Turnip greens,
10 cents a pound,
boy." "And I'm sure gonna get some more."
"Do I like them?"
"Yeah."
"Do I like them?"
"Oh."
"Do I like them?" "And I'm sure gonna get some more." "Do I like them?"
"I like neck bones."
"Do I like them?"
"Elephant toes."
"Do I like them?"
"Harmony."
"Do I like them?"
"Grits."
"Do I like them?"
"Rice."
"Hark, hark, it's Pizza Shark." "Hark, hark, it's Pizza Shark."
Darn pizza that humans can make is what keeps this shark in this here lake. So come on down for a slice and a laugh at 403 Pleasant Lake Ave.
Whoa, it's Pizza Shark. Hark, hark, it's Pizza Shark. It's Pizza Shark!
In Harwich.
Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. Supposed to meet my baby, I'm 20 minutes late. You got my head all twisted, and I just can't get it straight. Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. I had a chance to swap you for a little gin. Now when my baby sees me, she's gonna bust my head right in. Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. You're good for nothing, bottle. You ain't my friend no more. Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. Vicious, vicious vodka. Vicious, vicious vodka. Vicious, vicious vodka. Vicious, vicious vodka.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Just wanted to step in here for a moment.